So can you have a monkey daven for the Amud on Purim? What about a dinosaur? What about Queen Esther? Or whoever? These are the questions that you ask on Purim when everyone's dressed in their costume. Are they allowed to daven for the Amud? Let alone davening shul by itself? Or when you come to shul on Purim, are you supposed to be dressed appropriately because it is shul? And the fact that it's Purim, nothing changes. Or does everything change on Purim? And you could come in dressed as a karate ninja man and it's fine and everyone just understands that's what you're supposed to do on Purim. So Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Tefillah writes that a person should dress appropriately. He shouldn't stand in shul without his head covered or without his feet covered, as long as in other words, if the normal way is that people wear shoes in front of important people, so too you, when you enter shul on a regular Tuesday, you should dress appropriately. The Mishnah Berurah discusses a lot of applications which we're not going to go into now, wearing a hat, wearing certain elbows, knee length. But the Mishnah Berurah says the upshot is that it really depends. Hakol tali lefi minag hamakomos. It really depends on the place where you are. In certain neighborhoods, they dress very different than other neighborhoods. Certain time periods and eras, they dress very differently than they do in other places. So therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, the underlying rule is that it has to be appropriate for that place and that time. Comes along with Shulchan Aruch, in a later Shulchan Aruch, and says one more background point which we need to know. He writes that, since tefillah is b'makom karban, a person should have set special clothes for davening, kimo big day kuhuna, just like the Kohen with last week's parsha had big day kuhuna. Rather, he says, not everyone could afford this, so whatever it is, you should have at least something nice for tefillah. With this backdrop, they asked the Shevet Alevi about 20, 25 years ago, be'inyan asher harbei nohagim. Many people have the minug b'tachboshes b'purim. They wear costumes on Purim. Hachlofas begotten. They switch clothes. Now look at his example. It's going to be very important. What example does he give? Kigon litoy yavolidfak imstrimo. Oh, lehepich. Or a chassidish guy wearing a regular black hat, borsalino. Imutru espalo bezet tfilos mincha omarev. Can you daven in shul mincha omarev wearing a bekisha? Or a shtraimel, and you're not a chassidah shayid. He says, it says in Shulchan Aruch that you have to stand and wait in front of chash of people. Says the Shevet Alevi, ein hine v'dayti, ein chitzonis ha-malbush koveya. The outer wear that you wear doesn't make a difference. Ela ofin amdo lefnei Hashem yisparach b'tfila. The proper way is, diyachshov, you should think, ki u shechina kenegdo. The shechina is in front of him. For omen with name melech malchei amlochim, became in shemispala al pi halacha, since he's davening halachically correct, for mechusak halacha, he's covered, whether he's wearing a shtraimel or a hat, his head is covered, ve'eno seshum schok, he's not making a joke out of it, he's wearing a borsalino, or he's wearing a shtraimel. He says, enaf kamina be'eza beged omen, it doesn't make a difference what clothes you are wearing. Pretty liberal ruling from the Halakha Shevet Alevi. But don't...
For Purim, correct?
For Purim. We're talking about on Purim. And so he says... So Rav Aaron Lieberman, the Mishnas Yosef's son, he writes... Now let me explain to you. He says, really there's two aspects what the Shevet Alevi means of davening. There's not walking into the shul in a way that's degrading to the shul. And then there's a separate issue, a secondary issue... Not necessarily secondary, but really a second issue of also wearing something appropriate for Hashem. And that is satisfied by simply dressing appropriately without anything uncovered. So says the Reb Aaron Lieberman, he says, all the Shevet Alevi means is that if you're wearing a shtraimel in shul, you're covered, it's not degrading. There are other people wearing shtraimels who really believe in the shtraimel, the chassidim, so they're wearing it. So it's not degrading to shul. And you're fully covered, so it's not a problem. However, he writes, the Kovetz Beis Alevi cites another ruling from Rav Vosner that says if you will come into shul dressed like a monkey, then that's not the leniency of the Shevet HaLevi. Even if you're fully dressed, you're a fully bedecked monkey from head to toe, that already is a violation of rule number one and rule number two. You're coming into shul, degrading shul, dressed like a monkey. Monkeys don't belong in shul. And number two, you're not giving an extra special clothes for tefillah. So he says, even though Veshevet HaLevi sounds very lenient, he's only lenient to wear a shtreimel or to wear maybe some other fancy, nice clothes, which is out of the norm. But once you're already dressed like a dinosaur, then it doesn't work. Comes along from Chaim Kanievsky and goes even a step further. He was asked, can you wear, this is your title, can you wear a kittel? Because Purim is Kippurim. Can you wear a kittel during davening on Purim as a shtick? And Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, you should not. It is inappropriate to wear any costume on in shul on Purim. He says, it's not appropriate. That's not the way you should dress. Just for, not even chazanet. And this was the ruling of Rav Nissim Karelitz, Rav Nevinsaw, Rav Oyashev, Rav Sternbuch as well, all said you shouldn't wear costumes in davening on Purim. Now again, I'm not sure if they mean as well even a shtreimel for a litvak. I'm not sure. But definitely a kittel, something which is definitely more noticeable, they clearly all say is inappropriate. Davening is davening, and it's not what you should wear on davening. For the Svardim in the room, the Yalkut Yosef disagrees. He says you could daven in whatever costume you want as long as it doesn't distract the person next to you. So if you're wearing a LeBron James jersey and the guy next to you is a Knicks fan and he can't stop like looking at the jersey during davening, or I know he doesn't like monkeys and you're wearing a monkey thing, or he's a whatever it is, it's something so obviously distracting. You know, those guys wear the cool dinosaur blow up, the coolest, you know, the coolest costume, you know, the one with the big head, the dinosaur that goes high, you know, you blow it up. So you're daven like that, a guy comes into shul like that, that's distracting. So he says, something like that, for sure, even Rabbi Yalkut Yosef says, that's not okay. The Sefer, Beis Hillel, I saw one of the letter writers to his journal, Beis Hillel, suggests, well, maybe Purim, there's a leniency, because the whole idea is that you wouldn't have appear in front of Gedolim, Chashuvim, in this dress. But on Purim, you go to the Rav, you go to the local Chashuv, Tamidei Chachamim, dressed like a donkey, or dressed like a monkey, And that's just the norm on Purim. So maybe on Purim, he wants to suggest, this letter writer to the journal Beis Hillel wants to suggest that maybe that's a little bit of the svar of a Rabbi Avadi Yosef. Okay, but what about children? So I get it, okay, so you're going to come into shul now dressed more appropriately. But your kid wants to come in like a pilot or like a policeman or a fire truck, whatever it is that appropriate for under bar mitzvahs? Rabbi Yashiv seems to indicate, he's quite clear about it, the same prohibition applies to children. Davening is davening. However, the Paris Yosef HaKadosh, he cites from Aaron Kulik, Roshim and Aritzro, who says, no, children are not obligated in davening to begin with. At least not on any Doraisa level, whatever davening there would be on a Doraisa level, they're not obligated in that. And therefore, it's fine for them to wear simply whatever they want in shul. The Mishnah Yosef makes a distinction, which I think is an obvious distinction. If the kid is coming in dressed like LeBron James, maybe you shouldn't come to davening, you know, that's inappropriate. Coming in like Mordechai Tzadik, and he's dressed in this Kohen Gadol beged or whatever, Mordechai Tzadik, then already it's more appropriate for the day. It's not a schok, it's more in line with the day, and therefore the Mishnah says, it says maybe your children should have that distinction. The final point you're all waiting for. Well, what about the monkey as the chazan? Even those who permit the monkey say it's sure, it's really certain. Remember, the Sefer Kaddish cites both sides, but it's predominantly in favor of not having someone get up there for the chazan and dressing like a monkey. Because everyone's going to, it doesn't make it wear a hat and jacket. What's everyone going to be doing? They're going to be staring at the chazan, and they're going to, you know, be not focused on davening. So for sure, that would be the result. So upshot, I think, is look, none of the chazan should dress appropriately. You want to come and stand in the back of davening dressed as like, you know, a little bit weird, there's room to rely upon. My question, I'll leave you this, I don't know the answer. I like to wear a green Purim tie, you know, a smiley face tie on Purim. Query, according to these poskim who are anti-dressing up during davening, even a Purim tie, is that also no good? So I would say maybe, you know, sometimes doctors wear that tie. You know, it's something which, It's not, look, I wouldn't wear it to court. You know, if I'm in front of a federal judge over here, I wouldn't wear my smiley, happy Purim tie. But then again, is there more room to be lenient about a tie or a shtreimel? Maybe, definitely different than a monkey. Shkoyach.